Well, I'm here in the heart of the Athletes' Village, surrounded by 700 homes. Most of them are occupied at the moment. There's also a mini river running alongside us as well, and I'm told that this area is the size of 90 football pitches. Well, joined here by Glasgow 2014 judo gold medalists Kimberly and Louise Renix. Guys, what are your memories just having a walk along the side of the river here?
It's lots of positive memories that will come back in. It's flags mostly, because when we were walking down here this time last year, all it was flags and sayings on the windows. The athletes would just be shouting, waving out to you, wishing you good luck. Everybody around us was just very, very smiley face. They had these finger things that were just pointing up in the air, and everybody was just moving you.
And what's it like a year on? We're just walking round the streets here. This is called Sydney Crescent. I'm wondering whether is this Team Australia or was this Team Scotland?
This is Team Scotland.
This is the end of Team Scotland's street, this bit. We've just walked up past Team Scotland's houses, and this is where all the athletes were out with their beanbags, sitting out in the back garden in the sun. Then you had all the hockey team out with their hockey sticks, and people were throwing the ball and they were playing rounders. And you had people like just randomly doing like handstands and all of that in the village.
Now we're just walking up towards the door here to go into your house where you stayed this time last year.
So when you came in here, this was where you could feel all the freshly new carpets. This is where the coaches slept. And then through here, this was our meetings. We'd have meetings every day. And this is also where we'd give our urine samples and get a lactic and that taken. And then this is when you look out the back, and that's when you would see other athletes. And you would just open up the window and shout across, or you would see rounders going on. And that's when you just go out and join in. Our names were on this front door. And then you walked in, and Kimberly's bed was at the end here. And that bed was here.
This is where we fought over who got the bed. So whoever got first to that door and in got to pick a bed. So you chucked your bag on it and went, "That's my bed."
And even today, you know, kids are hanging out the windows here in the village today, shouting your names. That must be something really special.
It is really nice to see that, but it's also a reminder that we were shouting out windows and running about the streets exactly the same.
But Louise was telling me, they're just shouting hoi, they're not shouting your name. I was like, they're shouting my name. And she's like, aye, just because it wasn't her name getting shouted. And then next minute, all you heard was, Kimberly. And I was like, see, they're shouting my name. She's like, well, give them a wave.